What's going on is sort of a combination of things, and primarily it's this. The Liberal Party under Justin Trudeau was almost certain to go down to defeat in the next election. And over since the summer, but really in the last couple of weeks, the pressure for Mr. Trudeau to resign has been intense. Numerous members of his party have publicly stated he needs to go. Cabinet ministers have walked away saying they're not going to seek re-election. It just really has all been a bit of a dumpster fire for Mr. Trudeau, and the prospect that he could stay on and lead his government, lead his party rather, to the polls just wasn't in the cards for him, as he said this morning in his resignation speech.
I understand, as you were just mentioning, the finance minister stepped down recently as well, right?
Yeah, that was really the thing that uncorked this last tumultuous couple of weeks for the prime minister. She quit in quite spectacular fashion just hours before she was to deliver a version of a federal budget, castigating him in a public letter, talking about him not, you know, wanting to be prepared enough to fend against attacks from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Your listeners will probably know that Mr. Trump has threatened to impose 25% tariffs on Canadian imports. That could be disastrous for the Canadian economy. And there seemed to be a real disconnect between Mr. Trudeau and his finance minister about how to handle the nation's finances in the meantime. So her decision to go really sort of opened the door for a lot of other members of parliament to feel emboldened to launch their own public critiques of Mr. Trudeau, critiques that they had largely been keeping anonymous in the months prior.
In prepping for our interview, Stephanie, I saw that the parliament will be suspended for a few months. What does that exactly mean?
So for us, that means in our system of government, it's something called prorogation. And what it basically does is hit stop on the current sitting of parliament. So it wipes everything off of the legislative agenda. No committees can meet. All the bills sort of that were wending their way through parliament have gone back to zero. It's sort of the closest you can come to sort of dissolving parliament and going to an election, but still sort of holding out hope that maybe the government's not going to fall. So effectively it buys some time. In our system of government, the way things are right now with a minority parliament, the opposition parties were in a position where they could vote to bring down the government. And what this effectively means is that for at least until March the 24th, they will have zero opportunity to do that. As soon as the government comes back, however, which it has to do in order to pass spending bills, because absent those, we get into a sort of U.S.-style government shutdown that you guys have from time to time. So once those votes come up, the opposition parties are almost certain to defeat the government, and then we would be in an election.
So there's no ordinary business? Are there committee meetings and no bills
Nothing.
Getting through?
Nothing. Not at all. So in the meantime, you know, there's expected now to be a race to replace Justin Trudeau, some kind of leadership contest where people will have to decide if they think they can do better with Canadians in the next election, or perhaps play the longer game and say, okay, well, we're going to lose the next time, but maybe we can, you know, I'm the person who can rebuild this party and regain power sometime down the line.
Are there any names emerging within the Liberal Party?
Yes, there are several. Among them is the former finance minister, Chrystia Freeland, who we talked about a moment ago. There is foreign affairs minister, Melanie Joly. There is our current finance minister, Dominic Leblanc. And sort of outside of that realm, there's a fellow by the name of Mark Carney, who served as the governor of the Bank of Canada, also governor of the Bank of England, who has signaled his interest. And we have some other, you know, folks locally who've expressed some interest. But right now, that's the field. As the rules get set, as the parameters of the race get laid out, I think that playing field might change a little bit. But we should, you know a little bit more, I'm sure, in the next couple of days.
My last question for you, Stephanie, is this a case of just Justin Trudeau's just bad timing, just being the head of the party in power during a inflation crisis and things like this?
I think it's more complex than that, to be honest. I mean, I think that it is true that, you know, he was coming up on his 10th year as prime minister. And in our history, our political history, no government lasts longer than that, has never lasted longer than that. And a minority government, I mean, he's presided over two minority governments. So his fortunes have been on the wane for a while. There are many folks who suggest that he could have dealt with the damage being done to the Liberal Party and the Liberal brand by stepping down months ago. Seeing the writing on the wall, walking out the door. And so it is true that he is probably wearing a cost of living crisis. It is true that he has outlasted the tenure of most prime ministers, you know, how long they stay in the job. But the end of the day, he also wears some of this personally for, you know, Canadians feeling like the government, when Canadians were saying again and again, I can't find a house, my kid can't find a job, what about this, I don't have a doctor, and the government just never seemed sensitive enough to that, with their finger on that pulse. And I think that that ultimately just really turned people off.
Stephanie, thanks so much. I really appreciate you taking some time.
My pleasure. Take care.